Hi guys, it's Caroline Stephen, financial journalist. You will be the same person you are today in 5 years' time, except for the books you read and the people you meet. Zig Ziglar. Being a trader or a business owner can be very isolating, and it can feel like you are working in a vacuum. And sometimes, just getting out the door, surrounding yourself with like-minded people is all the support and the inspiration you need to kick you on to success. In today's episode of Talking Trading, we hear Louise Bedford discuss higher networking with accountant Jason Cunningham. But first, let's hear Louise Bedford in Mind Power on doing what you love.
Think of this statement. I'm exactly where I need to be, doing what I love doing. How often can you truly say that? Unless you can get to say this at least 50% of the time, you'll feel unfulfilled. And when you stop and think, really think, do you feel like you're destined for more? Do you know in your gut that you can do more, be more, and have more? Well, I want you to think today, if you are not exactly where you need to be doing what you love doing, what are you going to do about it? What are your action steps? What can you do to plan your escape? Almost every trader I know feels that they are doing exactly what their gut tells them they should be doing. If you're not, it's time to scaffold your way in to a better life, the trader's life.
Hello, I'm Daryl Guppy. I'm the inventor of the Guppy Multiple Moving Average, and I listen to Talking Trading. It gives me some edges in the current market.
If you've been hiding behind your computer and you haven't been out to meet people professionally for quite a while, then this segment is for you. The thing is, being a trader or a business owner can be horribly isolating. It can feel like you're working in a vacuum, generating so many of your own ideas and putting out your neck without support. It can be very tricky. So what should you do? How do you work out which events are worth attending that will feed not only your knowledge bank, but also your passion? I have cornered my accountant, my darling Jason Cunningham, to talk about the importance of this issue. Jason is the founder of thepractice.com.au, but he's also a TV and radio personality and an accounting entrepreneur. I call him my accounting rock star. Everyone's time is limited. Often to go to a networking event, there are 500 things you have to organise. There are flights, childcare, somebody to look after everything when you're not there. But there's nothing quite like getting out of the door and talking to real people. I know we get used to using social media and using online events, but for the purposes of this interview, I'd like to talk about face-to-face networking. Jason, welcome to the show. How do you know what events are worthwhile attending?
Hey, Louise. Thanks for having me. I guess for mine, one of the things that I've learned in business is typically it's all about experience and not opinion. And what I mean by that is that, you know, I'm fortunate enough, as you mentioned or alluded to earlier, that I work a little bit in the media and I get to see that a lot of people have got an opinion. And what I've learned is that someone's opinion of me is none of my business. It's theirs. And so when I look at – a lot of events come past my desk. When I look at what event is it that I want to go to, for me, I want to go to the event where it's run by like-minded people and when there's going to be people like myself that I can learn from, they're going to be at that event. I think it was Zig Ziglar, Louise, who once said, you'd be the same person you are today in 5 years' time, except for the books you read and the people you meet. And so for me, I want to surround myself with like-minded business owners or entrepreneurs where I can learn something from them. So where I can be in a room where there's, you know, we're all on the same page, Louise, where there's synergy so that the whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts.
I agree. I think there are a few ways to look at networking. There's networking for clients and there's networking for powerful connections. But also there's something really magical about meeting people at face-to-face events. A lot of the members of our mentor program first saw us present at a small event or maybe at like a one-day course to check us out and to see if they'd relate with us. I think that's also valid. You get involved in a small way, but with the view to doing something more expansive later. And I think a lot of events are to do with support. Support from people running the function, but also support from people in the room who are just like you said, Jason, the same shared values. If you can invest in yourself and if you can afford it, I always recommend that you pay for an event. And pay well, because the calibre of the people in the room and the calibre of the content goes up the higher the ticket price. I know it's just human nature. We tend to value that which we pay the most for. But I remember going to so many free and really cheap events and lining up outside in a conga line to get into the room, and everything was a blur of people and shoving business cards in my face. And instead of targeted introductions and deep conversations, I was really just being bombarded. And that's not going to be what most Talking Trading listeners need. Yeah, maybe you can tell us a bit more about your impression with that, Jay.
Yeah, look, you're exactly right. You touched on a couple of really good points. So I'm gonna go a little bit off tangent here. One of the reasons, and I've spoken about this with Chris Tate a lot, one of the reasons why I fly business class, and I don't always pay for business class. I use the points to upgrade. I buy a flexi ticket and upgrade. But it's because of the people you meet in business class, not only in the lounge, but the people that you fly with. And I really do get that. You do get what you pay for. And I think this, even though it's a crazy little analogy, if you like, there's a different type of person sitting in business class. Now, I hope that I'm not coming across as elitist, but there are other business owners that you're sitting next to. And I'm the same with you. When someone advertises a free event, all I know is there might be a little bit of content, but I know there's going to be a sale there. Mm. So the sale's coming, so I'm prepared for that. But those events that are the higher ticket price and you pay more, you can expect to get a better quality attendee. And you mentioned at the start, is it networking for clients or is it networking to make connections? I think it's both. And I think if you can take away one or two things and one or two connections from an event that are really deep and you can get a lot out of it, then for mine, it's definitely been worth it. Definitely.
And I always think that people don't emphasize the importance of continuous professional development. You know, even if you just meet one brilliant contact or if you get one brilliant idea, it is worth getting up out of your chair to get out of the house and to come along. And sometimes, you know, when I've been to events, sometimes it can just take one person or one idea and it can change the trajectory of your future forever. That's the way I actually felt at one of your functions that I came to in Fiji, Jason. I love that event. I still flash back to some of the concepts that we talked about. There was a particular person I met in the room there, and he really challenged me, and it was just so broadening. I think that sometimes these things shouldn't really come from within our own industry. Often creativity comes from another source, and sometimes I find those industry functions that you get used to attending from your job, for example, it can actually just be stifling. What we're talking about here is something to broaden your mind, something to inspire passion and to give you connections that can last. So, Jay, what are your top three tips for making the most of a big event?
Yeah, okay. All right, thanks, Lou. The first one, and Chris Tate's not going to like this, but about 8 or 9 years ago, I went to see Tony Robbins, and I bought a ticket on the floor. And as I got to Tony Robbins, and I know what Chris thinks about Tony Robbins, but I went there for a couple of reasons. To break through some of the challenges that I had, but also to see how a world-class presenter presents. And when I got there was a lot of evangelistic people clapping and hugging me, and I walked in and I walked straight out, right? And I rang my wife and she said, Jay, you've flown to Sydney. You might as well get back in there and give it all you've got. So my first point, and I did that. So my first point is leave all your inhibitions at the door. When you go to the event, if you're going to go to an event, give it a real crack and give it everything that you've got, because you've taken the time out of your day and out of your life to get there. and then you're going to spend the time there. Give it every single thing that you can. And I did that at Tony Robbins, and the two things that I wanted to get out of that event, I got it. Number two, I think you've got to translate your learnings into action. So the last thing you want to do, I mentioned point number one, leave your inhibitions at the door. Number two, make sure the things that you want to deliver on, the changes you want to make in your life, don't leave them in the room. Take them home with you. Mm. And number three, make sure you're held accountable. Now, there's two types of accountability. The first is that whole self-imposed accountability. I'm going to achieve this by this date, and this is how I'm going to do it. The second component or subsection of that is to get somebody else, a mentor, a coach, a peer, an advisor, someone that you look up to, get somebody else to hold you to account. So they're my top three.
I love that. One of the things I've struggled with before is small talk. You know, I value depth of conversation, but I've got a little handy hint here. It's called form, and it's each word is related to the letter of the word form. So family, occupation, recreation, and money. And I think of that all the time when I'm trying to make those beginner type of small talk entree into something that could be of depth. So I talk about their family, I talk about their occupation, I talk about the things they like to do with their spare time, their recreation, and their money or their motivation. And I think that can really help. So I know Chris Tate and I try to attend at least one higher level function a year, but usually we get to two, and it keeps us on the cutting edge. It gives us time away to just think, and I think that can be so valuable too. So I've had to think about my top three tips. They're a little different from yours, Jay. The first one is don't rely on the event food. Bring a snack in your bag.
Yeah, good one.
Sometimes you can be a bit surprised at what is served out and you might not recognise it. So, yeah, bring like a muesli bar or something like a little yogurt in your bag so you don't starve.
Can I just jump in there? You know what I always do? I always, you know when they've got dietary requirements, I always put down dietary requirements, right, and say, yes, I have got dietary requirements, and I list what it is that, you know, I'm chasing. And then you get the choice of two meals, Louise. It's a little trick, right? So they bring out the dietary, you know, the gluten-free or whatever. You go, yeah, that looks good. No, it doesn't. I'll just go back to the normal food.
Oh, my gosh, that's genius. I love that. Number two, I try to think that people are there to connect. So I try to put my nerves aside and I do it on a goal-based system. I aim to meet three new people per day. So if it's a three-day event, you meet three the first, three the second, three the third. And that way you can really say, okay, I've done it. I feel a sense of achievement. I'll tick that off. And number three is remember to follow up. Set aside some time to implement what you've learned. Aim to get some tiny miniature action tasks that you can diarize. And if possible, share your goal with somebody who will hold you accountable. I think accountability is so important, just the way you said, Jason. Mm. I've also noticed that with free or low ticket price events, everyone is so full of ego. They rave about their accomplishments and, oh my God, you just want to vomit. So often I find that the higher ticket items that you can invest in, because you're investing in yourself here, the people there have less ego. They have more heart and there's less fluff. So there's more content. So set the intention that you're going to attend some incredible events over the coming 12 months. If you don't plan for it, if you don't put it out there as an intention, you will be stuck at home continuing to be uninspired. So Jason, what have you got coming up where people could implement their networking skills?
I want to touch on that point you mentioned earlier about the less ego. And one of the things, you came to our event in Fiji and the theme that was continually fed back to us was all around this authenticity piece. When you get a group of like-minded individuals, where the egos are left and checked in at the door, when you get a group of like-minded people that are all on quite a similar path and we're all sitting on the bus heading in the same direction, then we achieve true collaboration and true synergy. And when there's true synergy, the whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts. And this is the event that we we really sort of hit our straps in Fiji. We've got one coming up on the 30th of November through to the 2nd of December. It's in Noosa. And as you know, Louise, with our events, what we try to do is we try to hit a couple of key points. Number one, make it at a defining time of the year. So we either do it at the start of the year, the middle of the year, or the end of the year. So this event is at the end of the year, just prior to the Christmas rush. Number two, I want to do it in paradise. And I reckon Noosa is the best place in this country. And number three, I want you for is 6 hours a day for 3 days in a row, 10 till 4, 10 till 4, 10 till 4. It's in Noosa. We're limiting it to 35 people. And what we, our guarantee or our promise is this, if you do not get out of it what you want on the way in, and for most people it's to create a life-changing business or a life-changing training plan, a life-changing lifestyle, then it's as simple as this, I'll give you your money back. The only thing that you'll lose or you might gain is you might get a suntan.
Jason, you are hilarious. How can people find out more about this?
Okay, it's pretty easy. Go to our website, thepractice.com.au, and you'll see a little pop-up box there. Say, hey, are you interested in coming to Noosa for a life-changing event? Click on there, fill in the details, and we'll contact you. So what about you, Louise? What do you have coming up?
Well, we're currently in the ramp up for our mentor program opening for bookings, and this is actually our 18th year of running the mentor program, which
wow.
is, yeah, it rates us as the number one trading mentor program in the world. So that is quite an honor. And as you know, Jason, our repeat for free mentor program teaches you how to trade every instrument over every time frame, but where it's your own trading plan. So to get involved, you need to register at tradinggame.com.au/priority. Now, that page again, tradinggame.com.au/priority. Because what that will do is register you for priority notification, and then we're going to be giving away a whole heap of free goodies into everybody registered for priority notification, and they will get first dibs on getting into the mentor program. So it has been fantastic speaking with you, Jason. Have a lovely day.
You too, Louise. Thanks again.
Stay tuned next week to hear Harry Stanton on The Slight Edge. I'm Caroline Stephen. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to talkingtrading.com.au with Caroline Stephen. Make sure you are subscribed to this website to receive the very latest market views, commentary, and expert opinion. Tune in next week as we've got a bumper show planned. Bye for now.
The views represented on Talking Trading are general in nature and do not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Before acting on any of the information, consider its appropriateness in regard to your own situation.